Of course, March Madness, all the craze happens starting 11 o'clock this morning. Illini here on the air, 2:30 pregame, 3:30 tip this afternoon as the NCAA tournament gets underway. But the baseball season got underway for the Galesburg Silver Streaks yesterday, and eventually they'll get more games in, or at least that's the hope, as we're joined by their head coach, Jeremy Pickrell. Coach, good morning. How are you today?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for coming in today. Well, you did get the season underway yesterday. We'll talk about that game a little bit coming up. Well, let's talk first about kind of the preparation, what you've been through so far. When did the official practice actually get underway?
February 27th.
So for the most part, you've been either in the field house when it was a little bit nicer, maybe on the football field a little bit, but not. You haven't really gotten many regular reps, have you?
We've had two practices on the baseball field going into that game yesterday, where we've actually, you know, been able to work on some more team defense things. You know, you got to go over your bunts, your bunt coverages, your first and thirds, your double cuts and relays, all that. So even those days that we were able to get outside, we weren't able to like get actual repetitions of ground balls off of a, you know, natural grass. And it's different being on turf. You know, the ball kind of stays down a little bit more. It can be a little bit quicker at times, and where natural is a little bit more unpredictable. We're just not getting those reps in, but we've been making do with what we've got. I mean, obviously we have a great facility in the field house, but it's just not the same when you've got a rubber floor and you know, outfielders aren't seeing, you know, pop flies because it's indoors, and it's just different, but we make do with what we got. We were lucky to play yesterday.
I'm trying to think of the equivalent for basketball that, like, your gym is shut down for some reason. And
come on over to my driveway.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, exactly. Are you playing on concrete? Are you playing on gravel? Are you having to shoot over the crossbar on the football? Yeah,
I mean, I guess the tennis team away.
Yeah, I guess that would kind of be the equivalent. And again, there's nothing that you can't replicate being out on the actual field. And yeah, you can get some live pitching in the cage, but it's still none of it is exactly the same though.
No, there's nothing. I mean, even we talk about trying to make everything game like that we do, and it's even a challenge to do that when you are able to get outside, and then when you're stuck inside. Not only that, but like the mental aspect of being outside for a couple days and then having to go back inside where you just have been all off season in the first couple weeks. It's tough, but that's where, you know, baseball is a more of a mental game than it is physical, and being able to handle those ups and downs and being able to adjust and overcome. So
yeah, like you said, and adjusting to the ball, like your infielders, ground balls, it's totally different, you know, on the grass than on the turf, and the outfielders getting, you know, just even the view and everything, and the run on the grass is different than on the turf. So it's just, yeah, it's been kind of a crazy spring thus far. Jeremy Pickrell, head baseball coach at Galesburg High School, joining us. We'll talk about you got a game in yesterday, so that was kind of a short notice, but a good thing you were able to get one. How did that all come about?
Yeah, so the weekend was not looking good. We had to cancel our trip going down to Edwardsville, playing in that PBR, Prep Baseball Report, kickoff classic that they have down there. It's really good. A lot of teams, a lot of really good competition. We had to cancel that. Weather for Saturday was, I mean, they shut Saturday down completely, and then we were supposed to play a 7 o'clock game tomorrow, and the weather doesn't look good for tomorrow, so that we're looking at like, well, that might get canceled too, so we're probably going to have to bang it all together. Moline knows that, like, I'm always up for picking up a game, and especially against them, quality opponent, being a conference opponent. Like, not very often do you get to kick off your season with a game like that. So, yeah, we'll play. And so, yeah, they hit me up, and I didn't think our field was going to be playable on the short notice. They got their field ready to go, and we got a game in. I mean, it was one of the nicest days of the week. The wind wasn't, I mean, it was windy, but it wasn't too windy, and it was just nice to get out there on the field again,
right?
And see, you know, in a game situation, where we're at, you know, with our team.
And against a good team, one of them that you think is probably going to be, it's going to be a very competitive Western Big Six. Moline will be right in the thick of the things. You hope you guys will be as well. So what did you see in that game? And, of course, that was a non-conference game yesterday. You'll have your conference games with them, but that was a non-conference. So what did you see out of your team that you liked for the first time, really, with only two real practices?
I thought defensively we played well. I thought our pitching, I thought we pitched well. Holding a team like Moline, you know, traditionally to to three runs is, you know, you got to believe and you got to believe you have a chance to win that game. Yeah. Offensively, it just wasn't there yesterday. I mean, we struck out 15 times and only walked once, and it wasn't anything that the pitchers were doing. I mean, they ran a different pitcher out there every inning. So, you know, I guess it's a little difficult to try to pick up, you know, arm slots and spin and stuff like that when they're putting somebody different out there. But I didn't think that they were, you know, throwing a bunch of junk at us. They were coming at us with fastballs, and we just didn't adjust to it. And so that was one of the more frustrating things, I think. You know, for me, that's one of the things that we've done every day when we've been inside. So, and now we'll continue to hammer away at it. But we could just chalk some of these things up to being the first game. And, you know, obviously we're going to be a different team April 29th when we play Moline when it really matters. But they will be too. So we're going to have to be ready.
Jeremy Pickrell, head coach of the Aylesburg Silver Streaks baseball team. Talk about that difference and you having been a player hitting in the cage and getting timing and everything, and then actually being out live pitching in a competitive situation. Is there, I mean, I'm guessing, like, one, the background's different that you're seeing. I mean, there's got to be some adjustments made, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you know, I actually preferred to hit in the cage even before a game. There were some days when, as a player, where I don't want to hit on the field today. I'm just going to go get in the cage, because I think sometimes when you see yourself hitting on the field, you know, you're able to see the flight of the ball. That can be a good thing, and that can be a bad thing. If you're swinging for the fences every swing and not really working on things, seeing how far you can hit it, and ultimately in the cage, you know, you can't see the flight of the ball. So that's a little challenging. You know, I made the comment to the team yesterday, like, it doesn't matter, you know, in a cage, how hard you hit the ball, how far you hit the, it's in a cage. Like, it's not going to be the same as in a game. And what it comes down to is you've still got to be able to put the bat on the ball. You know, the cage can be a little bit deceiving sometimes. A line drive to the back of the cage, well, depending on the flight of the ball, that might not get past the pitcher's mound. We Right. think a line drive to the back of the cage is a solid hit. Well, depending on how hard you hit it and the flight of the ball, it might not even get past the Yeah. – it's probably a ground ball. So it's, like I said, being outside, being able to get those reps outside, see the flight of the ball, being able to make those adjustments and see them work, as opposed to being in a cage, is you know, what we're hoping for soon.
I don't know about you, Tyler, but I always knew the flight of the ball when it's coming from the pitcher. The flight of the ball was always going to be into the catcher's mitt.
Oh, well, that's easy to predict.
Always the flight of the ball for me. I'm just saying, when you can't hit, you know,
the trajectory on that one.
Exactly. Look at that. Oh, love the pop. Love the pop in the catcher's mitt. There you go. Jeremy Pickrell, head coach of the Galesburg Silver Streaks baseball team, got the season underway yesterday. All right, so you had the tournament scheduled a little. You go a couple hours, almost 3 hours south, you think you're going to be able to get some in, but the weather's not going to cooperate this time around. So what's the schedule look like now? What are you hoping for next week?
Our next game is Wednesday at Metamora. Okay. Then we've got Thursday at Canton. Then Friday starts our early invite. We'll play Friday night, 5 and 7. We've got Dixon and Tinley Park Andrew coming down Friday night. And then on Saturday, we'll play at 10 against Lincoln Way Central, and then we'll close it out at 2 o'clock against Hoffman Estates. So, you know, hopefully the weather looks a little bit more promising next week. A little bit of rain on Friday, but we've got that tarp so we can throw it out there if we have to. We're just trying to get games in at this point. I think everybody is. So, but yeah, we also are, you know, some teams we normally don't see that wanted to come down. So we're like, yeah, let's mix it up. Geneseo will be there too. So, but we're not going to play against each other. We're just scheduling the games. And, so 6 games in 4 days next week. And we've got a lot of time to practice, but again, we'll be stuck indoors probably.
Yeah.
But we're hoping for a couple days where we can get out there and get some things done. But yeah, we're kind of hitting a stretch here where we're going to play a lot of games in a row, and a lot of guys are going to get in. This is what we do at the beginning of the season, just kind of see where we're at, get different mixtures of guys out there and see what they're capable of and what do we do going forward.
What are you seeing as your biggest strengths this year? Anything offensively, defensively, pitching staff, or all around?
We're pretty happy with everything. I mean, yeah. the guys have been, for what we've been able to do indoors defensively, I thought we played pretty well. A couple miscues but from some younger guys, but the good thing was that they didn't put their heads down and, you know, pout or, you know, get frustrated. They stayed with the play and made plays later in the game too. So that was really good to see. Offensively, I have to believe that we'll come around. We'll find, you know, the right mixture of guys that'll put the bat on the ball and be able to put some pressure on the defense. And pitching wise, I mean, you got our conference ace coming back, this year in Charlie Lardy and, you know, add a couple other guys to the mix there, and we feel pretty good about where we could be. There might be some growing pains because, I mean, we have six seniors and five juniors, but then we've got three sophomores and three freshmen. So, finding that balance and continuing to work, and the older guys bringing along the younger guys and the younger guys getting up to speed and continuing to work at it, we feel good about where we'll be at the end of the year.
So your starting rotation, I mean, will it change some of your, is there three or four? How many people you go?
We don't really have a rotation in high school. You have your two conference guys, and then midweek, you just kind of figure out, you just kind of piece it together that way. You know, you are getting, you're probably getting your weekend guys sometime in the middle of the week too for bullpen, you know, in-game bullpens and things like that. You actually go into a conference weekend with more than just those two guys because things can go bad and you've got to have a backup plan. So, we might be a little bit young, and inexperienced outside of the top end guys, but, we feel really good with our pitching staff and their ability to throw strikes. And we've got some lefties. You go even further down into the, you know, sophomore and freshman, and we've got some good younger guys coming up too. So, it's just, we feel good about everything.
Jeremy Pickrell, head coach of the Aylesbury High Silver Streaks baseball team, got their season underway yesterday. They'll be back at it, hopefully midweek next week. We're looking 54. Right now, there's ain't a chance of some rain on Wednesday, but hopefully not much of a chance. So hopefully we'll be able to dry stuff up enough between now and then and, get back out and play some. Let's talk a little bit about the Western Big Six Conference. Mm-hmm. We were talking off the air, and a kind of different year, usual suspects. I mean, going to be a very competitive year once again. Yourselves, you said you'll be in the mix and along with the Maroons, and talk about the others as well.
Yeah, I mean, last year there was a four-way tie for second place.
Yeah.
You know, we expect Moline to be good, Geneseo to be good, Rocky to be good, UT will be good. Sterling, they just got a turf field here in the fall and over the winter, so you expect they're going to improve just from the amount of reps that they're going to be able to get in that some of us others aren't going to be able to. Quincy, top to bottom, it's just a good baseball conference. So we're looking at it to be competitive again, and we're hoping that we can compete.
How about when, I know postseason is a while before that rolls around, but like what are you looking at area-wise, where you'll end up or who you might see?
Kind of the same deal. I mean, you know, Peoria area teams, those middle Illini teams are really tough with the Mortons and the Dunlaps, and Metamora has improved. East Peoria has improved. They'll be better this year. Washington, obviously coming off of their second, third place finish. So, yeah. It's just tough. And so that's why we've tried to beef up the schedule on the front end, to try to prepare ourselves for that conference run and then the postseason. I mean, we didn't really expect the end of last year to end the way that it did with going on that run. But if you're playing baseball, you know, good baseball at the right time, you can beat anybody. So that's kind of, you know, we want to win the conference and all that, but we want to make a run in the postseason and, you know, beat some of those teams. Yeah. You know, that's what you're preparing for. So
Jeremy Pickrell, head baseball coach, Galesburg Silver Streaks, got the season underway last night. We'll be back at it next week. Well, coach, we're hoping for some much better weather, and like you said, I guess it's all about getting the reps and getting some consistency and timing and all that. It's not easy to do when you're not out there on the field.
Yeah, I mean, we'll make do with what we've got.
Yeah.
They're also putting up new lights on our baseball field, so there's a little bit of construction going on out there, so we don't want to be in that way either, but yeah, I mean, any reps that we can get, whether it's inside, whether it's on the football turf, I mean, just being able to do that is a plus too. So I don't want to sound like I'm, you know, oh, we're stuck in a gym. I mean, we've got some different things that we can do, but yeah, I mean, this, the mental aspect of being outside and then having to go back inside. I know how it was when I was a player. I know, how our players are feeling right now. So it's just, yeah. Gosh, can we get the weather to break so we can be outside consistently every day and taking BP on the field, yeah, and ground balls and fly balls and all that. So, yeah, we're hoping the weather breaks and we can get into a little bit of a rhythm.
Absolutely. Or Big Donner Sport Turf. How about that? I'm just throwing that out there. Just throwing that out there. All right. Well, Streaks head coach Jeremy Pickrell joining us. Any highlights we should look for? Any games out at Sunberg Field and weekends? Obviously, you want to get big crowds each time out there. But any highlights coming up?
Yeah, I mean this weekend is going to be a big one. This potentially could be the first time in about 5 years that we've actually been able to play this tournament at the beginning of the year. So and against teams that we don't normally see. I mean, we don't play Tinley Park Andrew. We don't play Hoffman Estates. We don't Lincoln Way Central. Like,
yeah,
we don't play those suburb teams. And so to get them to come down, we're fortunate that they were interested in coming. And so it'll be a good chance to see the Streaks and see some teams that I don't think we've ever played before, honestly.
Yeah. Well, you can also go, of course, to the Streaks Athletics website and see the schedule there. And hopefully maybe we'll be able, if you can, if some other days break, maybe get some other unscheduled games in just to
get
we'll
out see.
There.
That's, yeah. That's kind of one of the things about the spring season, baseball specifically, yeah, is everybody's looking for games. And if you see a stretch in the schedule, usually you can find somebody who's interested in playing. And you know, I've always kind of been like, we'll play anybody. I don't care how good you are. Like, we'll take you on if we've got an opening. And that's kind of what happened yesterday. So we're just glad to get out on the field finally. I think everybody was kind of like, it's been a long off season. It's been a long 2 weeks. You know, we want to get outside and actually play. And I think now that we kind of see, it's just one game, you know, and it's a first game. So I'm sure there's some jitters and things like that, some nervousness. But you know, now that we see where we're at, we kind of know where to go. So
absolutely,
yesterday was a big thing for a number of reasons.
All right, well, Coach, thanks as always for taking the time with us. Appreciate it, and best of luck this upcoming season. Talk to you again soon.
Awesome, thanks for having me.